Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Oh,
Monstrous Radio.
What's good? What's good? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. You know what it is. You know how we do an interactive radio, online radio with a roar. This is what the underground artists are above ground making quakes, and they all up in your face, player. You know, I'm the CJ Emarsh. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. So we'll go over here and say what's up with her, because it's Takeover Tuesday, where you can call in and take over the show, and we won't send your ass a bail. So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
Hey, 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 hey now. What a do, what a do.
What's up, what's up? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous. I'm maximizing my highest potential.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. I like that. I like that. You think that might be our new thing, right? We might start doing words of the day. That might be our word for the day. Marvelous. You dig? Marvelous. So,
marvelous.
Let's see. Let's see. We got our entertainment news. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Let's see. Hopefully, we got somebody calling in, taking over the show. Let's see. We might even have some topics for you guys tonight. Enough artists call in. We might talk about this right here. It's something that I think that's good for artists and management. And shit, matter of fact, it might help some of you business people too. We're talking about the fear of success. It sounds funny, but it is real. It is something that is very, very real. Very, very real. Some people, they just end up with this thing called the fear of success. I've seen it personally happen. We'll talk about that stuff coming up a little bit later. If you guys want to get into it, just let us know. You dig? 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. Let's see. Is there any other things that you might want to talk about tonight, or some things you might want to marinate on their brain, or are you just going to give us one of them Monstrous Radio urban weather reports and stick your head out the window?
I think I'll just do the weather report, and I will definitely stick my head out the window because it's sitting at a nice 23 degrees, a heat wave up in this camp right now, today. Heat wave. I'm loving the heat wave. That's what I'm going to call it, the heat wave, because we're getting ready to go to another cold freeze. However, I'm going to enjoy this now, so stick your head out, enjoy that quick heat wave in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the Twin Cities area, St. Paul.
Right, right. And you know what? I think we the only state that we could say is 35, and it's a heat wave. You did? Mass B.
Heat wave.
In my face. Right. We live, y'all.
Time and time, I wonder why I stay away. Someone to take your place. I never thought I'd feel so bad for making you cry. It makes me feel like I might not be like other guys. Hey. Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love that I'm feeling? Gonna try to
to be in your place. How hard I tried just to be that guy to give you that thing. Hey, I'm the one who's supposed to hit you with the side stroke. Hey, even though we let it go, you know they all know. It's time that I say what's on my mind and stop playing games. Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love that I'm feeling? Gonna try to run away. Oh, babe. And you were right here in my face.
You are now listening to Takeover Tuesday on Monster Mix Radio, live. More new music coming out. Check it out. It's somebody's birthday somewhere. This is some new Tank. It's called BJ. This is him, Chris Brown, Chase the Gemini, and I think it's Sia. Monsters Radio Live. We're going to open the lines again. Find out for this. All the new cuts. Online video with a roar. Monsters Radio Live. DJ E Monster and Miss Unbelievable.
Girl, it's your birthday in here
tonight.
Girl, it's your
birthday
in here
tonight.
Give it to me, go.
Yo, shawty, it's your B-Day. You and your girls taking shots like a relay. I know y'all only come around when the bottle's out. Shit, I only come around when the model's out. So what's your sign, baby? You a Cancer or Gemini, baby? You a freak, do you do it for the vibe, baby? I'm just trying to figure out if we can vibe, baby.
I don't want to waste no time. I just want to help you celebrate. Cause I don't mean to make you every day. Blow them candles out and get down to the cake. I don't want to waste no time. Baby girl, I know this what you like. Get it in the air, we can take flight. It's a special day, it's only right, girl. Since you walked through the door, it's been like, let me show you what it's for, cause I'll give you all I got and won't look back. What I do today,
I do all the things you wanna do, huh? We should let you loose, huh? Strip you down to your birthday suit, huh? Since you walked through the door, it's been like, let me show you what it's for, cause I'll
give you all I got and won't look back.
I want it back.
What I do today.
I I feel like your man knowing your future. He know if he leave you alone, I'ma seduce you. Walk around talking about karma is a bitch, but if I ever say karma, I'ma end it with the suture. Happy birthday, yeah, we gon' get along. Here's a bag of nothing, gon' put it on. What about your ex? You ain't finna check your phone. She respond like, who? I'm like, shit, Mike Jones. All the models out, spend a check and bring the bottles out. Pass them out. What shot you on? Count it out. Wildin' out like Nick Cannon and NY. And we gon' get it right, cause
it's your birthday,
birthday
in here tonight,
tonight.
Girl, it's your birthday,
birthday
in here tonight,
tonight.
I need to see out there. You can be lying and shit. Like, popping bottles and buying all this shit. Ain't really. I'm not talking about it's your birthday.
Man. Yeah.
It's your birthday.
That's anyway. That new Tank, man. That new Tank album be kind of bumping, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Radio Live. Keeping y'all updated throughout the Twin Cities. Down in all surrounding areas. Big shout out to like Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center. Let's see, who else? Richfield, North Branch. Yeah, I know y'all out there. And big shout out to all the ladies out in Moorhead, Minnesota. Get in. Holla, Molly.
You say that like you know some Moorhead. Okay.
Hey, no, I don't. I always love the name.
Yeah,
Opa. You dig? Yeah, I always love the name. Moorhead. I bet the girls up there are nasty. Real free to like. I mean, just real later like. Oh. Yeah, they got to rock. All right. So let's see. We're going to put anything out in the vibrations before we get into our who's bumping who and who's getting fat tonight. It's your
birthday. Just enjoy the show. Like, it's just going to be informational. Take your pen and paper out and let's go to school a little bit as we're taking over. They brain,
right,
they mind.
Right.
And they thought.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and give them a little something to talk about at the water cooler tomorrow while y'all ass is at work, or for some of y'all with y'all physical ready because you ain't got no damn job. So let's see. Okay. Everybody, I don't know, people out there, you guys seeing the flux in the things with the whole presidential candidacy? And I'm not talking about the president's in there now, but we talking about the whole, they already talking about getting rid of the president. They talking about the next president already. This motherfucker ain't even done, what, has he been in there even 2 years yet?
This is his second year.
Okay, this is his upcoming second year. Or finishing second. Either way it goes,
upcoming,
only
so
2 years.
He's done in 2020.
Okay. So his party's already got billboards up talking about we made a mistake. I guess apparently, I don't know what to tell you, but let's put it like this. Everybody is looking for the next candidate right now. Have y'all heard about it? They got Oprah in the running. They already got Oprah shirts. They talking about there might be a candidacy.com coming up real soon. I've already seen the shirts. The shirts are kind of hot. I might have to give me one. It is what it is. But I'm just saying. I mean, have you seen the news on this with Oprah running for presidency?
Yep, I seen it. And there was an article that first said she wasn't running. And then they said, no, she would be honored to run. She would throw her hat in the ring to run. So Stedman confirmed it, her boo, for over the years. He confirmed it. And from her speech that she did at the Golden Globes, it's almost like solidified her throwing her hat into the ring and to see who's going to test the waters with her. Who's going to come in there with, you know, with.
Right. Now, I do want to say that another candidate they're talking about, you know, they've been talking about this since her husband was in there, is Michelle Obama. That's another one that I've been seeing people talking about that will be a great candidate to run for president. How you feel about that one?
I think it's good, but she already confirmed that she will not run again. She said she will not take her family through that. So I know wishful thinking, yay, she'll be a great candidate because of her strength and what she brings to the table. And just to have Obama back in the White House, I mean, yes. But, yeah, she already just said no. So I'm not even going to even get my hopes up high with that one.
Right. I would tell her. I mean, I feel the same way you do. I mean, I would vote for her. I think she's very qualified for the position. She has experience from even staying there with her husband, being a lawyer, those type of things. I think, you know, she would be a good candidate. But I don't want her to. No, I don't. I'm going to be 100. You dig? I mean, look what the candidacy did to Obama. He came in looking like a fresh young player. He went out looking like a sugar daddy. You dig? I'm just saying, don't do my mind like that. The presidency will age your ass. You feel me?
Yeah, it will. But you got to remember, he was in there for 8 years, so he better age at least a little bit. But he looks good. You know, they look good. I don't think she would age that much because, you know, black don't crack that much. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But to take her family back through that political dysfunction, I don't think. And her kids are at an age where it, I think, will really affect them. So I don't think that would be a good idea. You know, the kids would be 18 and then to have to pull them from their lives. And, you know, again, yeah, I don't think that's a good move for her, just considering what it possibly could do to the family. You know what I'm saying? Because she would get a different backlash than her husband. And then he will have to act a fool. You know what I'm saying? Because that's his wife. It's a different feeling when your husband's there and you're backing him. And they're bashing him and they're saying stuff about him. You can, you know, be that voice of reason and be like, you know, hon, it's okay. But that's your woman? Ah, nah. Nah. That man, he can't. I'm just speaking, you know, just knowing that I'm from a, you know, a woman's point of view, that when I see a man snap off, that you call his wife something, he ain't going to be able to, you know, sit back and be like, oh, okay, that's one time. Okay, let it happen again. He gonna start popping off. He gonna start tweeting like, leave my wife alone. So, I think it's, you know, a difference when you're supporting your wife. Now, I'm not gonna say Clinton, but we're expecting it from Clinton, the Clintons. We're not expecting that from the Obamas. You know what I'm saying? Clinton, you know, she used to getting talked about. They're used to being a speculum. So just a difference. Oprah don't care.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
Stedman don't care. You know what I'm saying? Just a different vibe. Stedman don't care. Oprah don't care. But we would care if they clowned Michelle. We would care. We would act a fool. Black folks would act a plum fool if they clowned Michelle.
Right. Well, yeah, I feel you on that one because, hey, yeah, it's one thing when, you know, the lady standing behind, you know, her man saying, hey, baby, don't let him get to you. Now, just stand strong. Don't let him get to you. But it's another thing for the dude to have to stand behind his wife and watch other men take straight up full-blood sucker shot on his wife and just stand there. I guarantee, like you said, hey, Obama been telling her, hey, don't forget, motherfucker, I'm from Chicago. Get it? Let's go ahead and take a breather.
Absolutely.
The one and only black. So, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling. Like you said, we will.
What a feeling.
Kill if you want to.
Okay.
Monsters Radio Live. Twin Cities Art. The one and only black. Take care of our own.
It all started when I was a little boy. While the other kids were playing with toys, I heard this beautiful sound. It came from out of my mama's bedroom. That's when I knew what I wanted to do. Let me express it to you.
Cause I love her, she feel good, cause she love me too. I love being in the studio alone with her. I love writing, composing new songs with her. I put pride in all my work, all my play. And she always hear me when I got something to say. Never ask about money nor where I stay. And she'll always be down from state to state.
Oh, what a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, y'all want to see.
Twin Cities Music, we taking care of both sides of the bridges tonight. That's on the Minnesota, on the Minneapolis side. This right here is from the St. Paul side. Jay Bree, state to state.
I've been out here moving state to state. Trapping out the van, I sell away. I just hit the plug, it's on the way. When I'm with the club, we get high. I've been out here moving state to state. Trapping out the van, that's LOA. Yeah. I just hit the plug, it's on the way. Yeah. When I'm with the club.
Ay, shawty on me when I walk through. Let me show you what a boss do. Pull up on you in your favorite wheel. Neck dripping Jack Frost juice. Since I came up in the game, it ain't been the same. I see what the fame do. Keep the maters on your name. Sweat your lane. Now they wanna claim to. Flex, flex. Yeah, my BBS. Since I got a check, yeah. Now she wanna flex. Flex, flex. Ay. Cause she know I'm next. Ay. That roof disconnect. Ay. Put that on the set.
I've been out here moving state to state. Ay. Trapping out the van, I sell away. I just hit the plug, it's on the way. When I'm with the club, we get high. I've been out here moving.
the state to state. Trapping out the Venice alleyway, yeah. I just hit the plug, it's on the way, yeah.
When I'm with the club, where's the green? Roll the leaf, blow that steam, yeah. Shawty mean, she a make a scene, yeah. For the green, she see the bling on my ring. She want all these things, all these things. LOA, chow, put the city on the map. Bentley, facts, ayy. Shawty, you know where it's at. Ain't chain, look. Drop it up, drop it up, drop it up, ayy, ayy. Put off in the rain, drop it up, ayy. I've been out here moving state to state, ayy. Trapping out the van, I sell away. I just hit the plug, it's on the way. When I'm with the club, we get high.
I've been out here moving state to state. Trapping out the Venice alleyway, yeah. I just hit the plug, it's on the way, yeah.
When I'm with the club,
stay to stay,
hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your girl Jazzy B, and you are now rocking with us on Monster US Radio with a roar.
Yeah, I don't know where her love missing in action after that, but no, I'm just kidding. Hey, she's ill right now, so hey, hopefully Jazzy B will get well real soon, so make sure you put her in her prayers, put her in your prayers. So, all right, we're back, Miss Unbelievable. Let's take over Tuesday. What else are we going to talk about that somebody else calls in and takes over the show?
Talking about the political arena. So do you think Oprah Winfrey could run the free country? Do you think she could do the job?
Now that's a good question. Now that's the whole thing that kind of gets me on. I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of want to put that in the air. I mean, what is our political system coming to? I mean, is it really a celebrity race at this point? Because it looks like that's what it's been kind of being. You know what I mean? I mean, it started out with what? Reagan. Wasn't Reagan like the first after type president? And it just started from him. And then, you know, da-da-da, da-da-da. Now it seems to be, you know, a celebrity contest. Now, don't get me twisted. I will vote for Oprah, most likely, depending on who's all up there now. Now, if it's like last year, there's one guy I would have voted for. I would have voted for Bernie, definitely over anybody else. But, you know, how I was looking at the end, if it would have been like that, then yeah, I probably would go Oprah. I mean, don't get me twisted, but I still got to ask this question. I mean, she's got great morals. She seems like, you know, she has a great thing in my view, you know, on how the world should be, you know what I mean? But is she really qualified to be a political leader, a world leader? Honestly, that's what we have to ask ourselves. Is she really qualified to be a political world leader? I mean, I probably should research, I mean, what type of background does she have? She's done anything in politics? I mean, fundraising is one thing, but politics is another. It's great that, I mean, I believe she has a great heart. Don't get me wrong. I believe if you actually believe that the president actually makes decisions. But, I mean, is she really politically qualified to be a world leader? That's what my question would have to be. And, I mean, how do we look to the rest of the world if we just keep getting these celebrities because they're popular? I just got to look to the rest of the world. I mean, do we think about that? Honestly, as a country, do we think about how other people think about us? Or do we really believe in, like, what they say about the American way is like, we do everything big and fuck what y'all got going on, in so many words. We gonna do what we wanna do. I mean, I don't know. That's the question I got. That's what should be talked about at the water cooler while we talking about, you know what I mean, her running for president. It's a great idea, but is it really, really the best for the country? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any views on what I said? I mean, I could be wrong.
Well, you know, it's interesting because who really, the people that was in the political arenas usually have some type of help, period, going into mm-hmm. a presidency run, a Congress run. Usually they don't have a background that says I can run the country. Most of the time you have people who run because they feel like they have the passion and I can do this job because of my views, what I think needs to be done for the country. Do I think she has leadership abilities and a draw to her and where people will believe what she says? Absolutely. Does our president have any political background? Absolutely not. But does he have a good business sense to make rational, irrational decisions for the country? I think she does, and he does as well. Do I think she will run as a liberal? Absolutely. I don't think she will run for either party. I think she's too, for one, and I don't think she will stand like, I don't think she will be what we think. I think she would surprise us with some of her views. We don't know a lot of things about Oprah. You know, she's very private. So do she have a lot of friends in high places? Absolutely. Would her money take her far? Yep. Would I vote for her? I will be torn. I mean, I would if there, like you said, wasn't no one in there to me that was worthy of, you know, if they wanted to bring back the book Good Old Boys Club, absolutely I'm not voting for you because that's dead and gone. Like, that's dead and gone.
Right.
Is this the new era of finding our presidents? Because other countries, they do this, you know, had some run. They ain't never ran before in their life. We're the only ones that set expectations and standards and things that need to be a president. There's places that they run the country based upon how they feel the country could do with them in office, how it could be better with them in office. Could she bring something better to the office? She possibly could. But do we have to run off of merit anymore? Nah. Are we a mockery? We've been that for years. We don't care no more. Are we a free country? Nah. You know, all the stuff that was supposed to have been built upon, that been gone a long time ago. And we've been a mockery since every scandal that hits the news about us. Nah. Are we worried about that? Nah. Are they expecting anything different from us? Nah. We are the only country in the continent, in the whole world, that has not had a woman president. Or had a woman that has, China, I don't think so, because, you know, they do emperors and different things like that. But everywhere else in the small little countries, a woman has already been there. We refuse. We refuse.
Right.
Our system is not set up to succeed. And that black woman getting in there, That's gonna be God. You talk about a rigor situation. We will really see our Caucasian people rise up there. What? Oh no, our Caucasian men. Because the women are backer, but the men, oh no, 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 we not that nigga, no.
You don't think so?
No, nah, not for the men. I said the women will rally behind her like cake. I'm telling you, there will be some divorces happening. Divorces happening. You're supporting her? What? Is liberal. She's setting the women free. Let's burn our bras again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, they'd be like, we can't tell her nothing. Oh, my God. She won't even let us finish our sentences. It is what it is. But, hey, like I said, I would vote for her because I know she'd be like, tax break for you, tax break for you, tax break for you, tax break for everybody. Yes. This is Slay Coming. When we party, at the Oprah After Party, Monsters Radio Live.
When we party on the West Coast, drinking and smoking all night long. They keep it funky on the West Coast. It's funky, I got love on the West Coast.
When the la-la hits, your lyrics just split your head so hard that your hat can't fit you. Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you. Back through that maze I sent you.
The maze is a daze. I blaze. I will amaze. Smoking while you're looking with some California A's. Me and Big, what it is. Get it in. Sipping gin with the hen in the alleyway. Bang in the alleyway.
Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type. Fifth, that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out. Lights out. Me and C the Leo.
S-N-double-O-P. Big D-O. Old school nigga. 84 El Camino. LBC. No, we love Big Pito. I eat why me can even burn it.
When we party on the West party, drinking and smoking all night long. Keep it funky on the West.
We keep it funky on the West side.
West Coast, yeah.
Going back to Cali strictly for the weather, women and the weed. Sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost.
Y'all know I'm from the West, I'm the king to be exact. You better holler at me when you need that chronic sack. I got it all, one call, no stall, on the ball. Winter, spring, summer, fall, listen to me, holler at you, dog. Words of the clever, forever multiply. Birds of a feather, prepare and learn to fly. Perfection, selection, this is a B-I-G-D-P-G-C connection.
I'ma spell my name one more time, check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow, sipping on booze in the house of blues. What it do?
When we party on the
party, cause the West Coast party don't stop.
So you wanna ride with me? Don't you wanna ride?
True Beyond ENT public service announcement.
Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all gotta wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I wanna say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you gotta watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo, all day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream, achoo, you could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you spinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo, achoo.
Y'all better be careful out there. 2018 is dangerous. We're going to open up the lines again right after this remix. This is Fat Joe and featuring Dre. It's So Excited. This is Remix. Monsters Radio Live, when the underground artists are above ground making quakes and the remixes are all up in your face, player. Especially once I get it to play. Oh my goodness. I guess we can open the lines back up right now. Oh, I love that shit. It is what it is.
Okay.
So, let's see. We do got some more entertainment news that we got to get through. Apparently, you can't say whatever you want on a plane. A lot of us already know this. This is common sense. But as they say, some common sense just ain't so common. Okay, let me see. Which artist was it? Let's see. Apparently, there was a situation where there was an artist, Rich the Kid. He was on a flight, and right when the flight landed, he decided, you know, I don't know if he just couldn't hold it or what, but he decided he'd go to the bathroom. As all y'all know, when the plane lands, you can't get up and move around till it hits the taxi part. You dig? So he gets up to go to the bathroom. Now, the flight attendant is telling his ass, sit down, sir. You can't get up right now. Well, he's not listening. He like, fuck all that. He going to the bathroom. You dig? So in the midst of where they had a problem, the manager of Rich the Kid decides to get involved. Now he gets involved in it. He goes so far as telling the attendant, I'll cut your head off. What? Okay, I guess I guess the album sales is really that good right now. But apparently that's what happened. They got off the plane, but security did catch up with their ass. They did not arrest Rich the Kid, but they did detain old boy for making threats against a flight attendant. So if you got problems on the flight attendant, you better keep that shit to yourself. Hold your peace or go before the motherfucker started to sing. I'm just saying. Damn. I mean, ooh. Should they just have let him go to the bathroom? What you think?
No. No, that's safety. So let's just say he would have, something would have happened to him. Then he would be trying to sue the airline. See, nah.
Right.
Follow directions.
Right.
You ain't guys. You ain't special. You need to follow the rules. You know, everybody know airplane rules. Everybody know what the two little hands going to the left, two little hands going to the right, two little hands going down the aisle. Look at the light. You know, fasten your seatbelt when the light come on. Come on. Stop playing. If you don't want to follow the commercial airlines, be bigger than you are, because that's how you act it, and charter a plane.
Right. Yeah. Shit, today's age, you better be like Aiden Taylor's ass. You did. I'm just saying, and then put out his mixtape. It is what it is.
And then he must have been he wasn't in first class, because if he, you know what I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
Right. All right. Well, here's some more entertainment news. I think this right here kind of hits a little more home to a lot of people, because this is like kind of like a new thing. Especially here in the Twin Cities. I don't know about the other spots, but this is kind of like the new sober cab. You dig? A good way to get home if you, you know what I mean? You ain't got to call a homie or, you know what I mean, whatever. Pamela Anderson is on this big thing about, she's saying, don't ride Uber or Lyft alone. She's claiming that this is like a really good place for predators to try to get at people. So they're saying when you do the Uber or Lyft, she's saying you should do a buddy system. At first, I was kind of like, damn, I mean, can that be for real? But I have to think back when it first started, if people remember, there was incidents where people were trying to actually pick people up, and it was almost like a kidnapping situation. There was a lot of women where people would pull up and be like, yeah, I'm here to pick you up. They would read on their Facebook or something like that, and then come to find out they were not from Lyft. Back then, I think it was Uber. They weren't from Uber. So that's why they came up with the whole thing of showing a picture of the person or telling you what type of car, or the person has that thing in their window that says they're from Uber or Lyft. So, wow, that's kind of scary, but that's something that, to pay attention to. I mean, have you ever rode in an Uber or a Lyft or used the Uber or Lyft services?
All the time. All the time. Mm-hmm. With anything, you know, caution for safety. If you feel that vibe in your tummy or in your body that's telling you don't get in that car, do that, because you always get a warning signal and then say, hey, never mind, I'll get a ride from somebody else. But be ready, be prepared. They always tell you to have mates, have your keys in your hand, have something if you need to defend yourself. Know how to tuck and roll and get out the car. When you see that they ain't going in the right direction, you're like, wait a minute, where you going? No, that's not. Oh, okay. Have
right.
your cell phone in your hand. You know, you have to be cautious. Get 911 on the button, you know. Sit behind the driver, not on the other side of the driver. Because, you know, it takes him a minute to be able to come around and grab you if you're on the... Or if you sit on the other side, you can jump out. Either way, no, I would sit behind the driver because, you know, the gun can't, they can come out to see
right.
that way. You know, I sit behind the driver. I don't sit in the front seat. I don't sit behind on the other side. I sit right behind. I may put my seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm.
I may not. I use safety cautions for myself. You know, I listen to what's on the music. I listen to if he's paying attention to the road and if he's looking at his thing. So. You just gotta be cautious. I try not to use it too late at night, because I don't want you to know where I live. So, yeah, just gotta be, you know, cautious and prepared all the time nowadays. All the time, whether you walk to a bus stop. Remember, it was unsafe to walk to a bus stop because they was, you know, robbing you at the bus stop. So, it's just
mm-hmm.
people are just evil all over.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I used it before. I usually, you know, I've had good experiences. I've only had one bad experience with it. And that's the only one I didn't tip. So didn't tip his ass. He made me get in the back. I usually like to ride in front. You know what I mean? I want to seem like, you know what I mean? You chauffeur me around and shit, da 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 da. I usually try to sit in the front. This dude was the only dude like, oh no, it's company policy. You got to sit in the back. Really, motherfucker? I just called an Uber here. I sat in the front. Okay, I'm going to sit in the back. Then he put on whatever music he wanted to hear. The fuck? I don't want to hear that bullshit. Turn that shit off. Get it? Oh, rude-ass old man. It is what it is. He act like he didn't even want me in his
mm-hmm.
car. But, you know, it is what it is. But, hey, he ain't trying to do nothing to me. But I'm just saying. So, all right, y'all, yeah, be careful out there. Yeah, no matter what you do. I'm just saying. I mean, do people have, like, some little urban things? I remember when I was younger, you know, everybody used to have, like, their little urban thing, you know what I mean? Whether it be, like me, I used to wear, like, rock and roll rings with big spikes on them and shit. So in case somebody tried to do some slick shit, I can quick snuff your ass. You know what I mean? I knew a lot of girls back in the hood, north side, from the low end, you know what I mean? Somebody, like, if they have, like, a serviceman or something in the house, boy, they always keep a little knife in their panties or something. You know what I mean? You try something, boy, you'll end up with a bobbit. I'm just saying. Can you think of any old school protection things that people used to do? Like, I would say, remember back in the day when it'd be dark and you'd be coming home? You don't walk on the sidewalk. Hell no, you right. You walk
mm-hmm.
right down the middle of the street. Why? Because it takes a minute
yeah.
to get to your ass and you can dart and do what you got to do. Can you think of any old ones,
mm-hmm.
any old school ones?
Oh, that was my one I was thinking about. You walking the street. I know this is the spot, the lights of the street lights. Always carry mace, always carry knives. Some people carry badge, the sock and the lock, or the sock with the tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? Oh, that's all I could think of. A gun. Some people have a gun, you know. They were crazy enough to carry, you know, a gun. A little, but it wasn't a big one. Like a little 22, little pistol, a little revolver.
Right, like the thing nobody
you know.
Sees.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing big. But for sure, a razor blade, box cutters. Something to just be able to get you. And that razor blade
is a box
cutter.
Scared of you right now. Yeah, see, I'm getting a little scared of you right now because you keep saying razor blades and box cutters.
Because they will cut you and you don't know your cut. Because they will cut you and you didn't know your cut. And then you would have to know exactly what to cut, you know, the veins, the arm, you know, the face, you know, to make them put the hand up, the grab. So you'll be safe to run.
Okay. You just sound a little too experienced about this razor blade.
Yeah, I am. I carry that was my weapon of choice. Absolutely. You know, I carry one under my tongue. I don't know how to do it now, but yeah. And it was such something that my cousin used to love me doing. And she was just like, roll it out your mouth, guys, roll it out your mouth. Yeah. Those were the days. Yeah.
Sure you ain't from Chicago. I'm just saying. Every girl I knew that came from Chicago when I was younger knew how to do that. You're like, God damn. It is what it is.
No.
Okay. Now, give me a kiss. Take that out your mouth first. All right. So, we are close to the end of the show. So, you got any last words or any shout-outs you want to do before we get up out of here?
Shout-out to my kids at my school. Shout-out to my kids and my grandkids. And shout-out to the Lord. You know, he's really blessing and showering down blessings on everybody. I've been getting good reports from everybody that they've been blessed. And then, you know, just remember to maximize your highest potential. Go hard at everything you can do. Don't half step nowhere because your blessings are on their way or already here.
Okay. There it is. So, all right. I'm way up out of here. Big shout out to Colossal Music Group and Flex Capone. We're going to take care of them on our way up out of here. Because they've been shouting us out and blasting us on Twitter, showing us mad love. So, Monster Salute out to you guys. So, let's go ahead and do that. Check out Colossal Music Group. This is their commercial. If you want your commercial spun on Monsters Radio, let us know at monsterusradio@gmail.com. And then I'm going to get into one of my favorite tracks by Flex Capone. And, ladies, you going to love this.
Yo, to all my listeners tuned in right now, if you're an entertainer or own your own business, contact us at ColossalMusicGroup.com for all of your artists or business needs. Whether you need a custom website, custom graphics, custom music production, CD duplication, or more, we do it all at Colossal Music Group. Hey, call us now. We offer wholesale prices at industry quality. 818-533-8484. Again, that's 818-533-8484. Or visit us online at ColossalMusicGroup.com.
I pulled up in that S550, yeah. Shorty said she wanna roll, so let's get it, yeah. Down a strip doing that, running through the legs. Ain't no question, baby, this what we gon' do tonight. We gon' hit Bellagio, throw a couple dice.
Girl, I spend it how I get it, I don't trust the price. I see you in tight, so I know the time's right. You a star, I'ma let you get your limelight. You say that you ain't never seen a sunrise from a presidential suite all up in the sky. It's pretty, baby, and I know you worth it, baby. The way you work it, baby, you know that it's working, baby. You're saying that you won't come nine. Ain't never coming down, cause you know I blow your mind like I'm too real to be playing any games. So when you fuck with me, girl, you will never be the same, no, no. Girl, I like your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shut it, what it's gonna take. You're so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I said can't nobody do it like you.
Do it like that, drop it low to the flow. Do a trick, throw it back. Acrobatic with it, doing splits like you working out. Now let me show you how we do it in the dirty south. First off, take them clothes off ASAP. When I come around, shut it down, tell you take that. Got me reaching for that dome like a headlock. Feeling like a Flintstone, make your bed rock. Keep them legs cocked, going in, breaststroke. Make you call me Biggie when I hit you with the death stroke. No joke, I'ma put it down, what's the best stroke? My stroke, tongue out, down your throat. Nothing else to do, you climaxed, I'm through. 1, 2, 2. Let me break it down for your boo, come through. And anytime you with it, I can make time. Now show me what that mouth do, call that FaceTime.
Girl, I love your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shut it, what it's gonna take. You so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I said can't nobody do it like you.
You want to hear more of that song? Go to monsterusradio.com and press play. Look for Flex Capone. Blow your mind.